Tell us exactly what it is that you would like to see in cybersecurity legislation, and then we'll talk a little bit about Einstein.
Sure. The Constitution Project's report, which we released just last week, includes a series of specific recommendations that really fall into three broad categories. The first of those is to ensure that we have effective oversight procedures for whatever cybersecurity program is set up, including congressional oversight and inspector general reviews. The second is to make sure that we have effective privacy safeguards built in so that we have limits on the private personal information that is shared with government and within government. And the third is to limit the scope of government access to and use of the content of private communication, so what's actually in the body of your emails and your messages and the things that would reveal your private communications.
So do you feel that Congress has not baked these sufficiently in? I mean, there's several bills floating around. A lot of them have privacy provisions, but you're not satisfied with what's specifically in there?
Well, there, as you mentioned, there are a range of bills. On the Senate side, the Senate has been working in a variety of committees and has promised to introduce very soon a sort of composite measure or maybe a couple of different bills, and we're expecting to see those actually later this week. And so those we haven't actually seen the final product yet there, although we're cautiously optimistic that there are some good provisions in there that would address some of these concerns. On the House side, there are two lead bills. Of course, there have been many, many bills introduced in both chambers. But on the House side, there are two lead bills right now. H.R. 3523 is the one that concerns us the most. That's the one in the HPSI committee, the Intelligence Committee on the House, which really does not include anywhere near enough privacy safeguards or limits on use of private communications. The other lead one is H.R. 3674, which is a little bit better, but we're hoping for actually the best bill coming out of the Senate.
One question that comes to mind about Einstein, because I read a little bit of your report, and one of the things it talks about is the fear that Einstein's going to bring in too much information about what the communication's happening. But DHS has been, at least when I've covered this, very clear about what Einstein does, and it doesn't worry about the content in the email, but it worries about the signatures of the email or the port where it's coming from. Explain what your concerns are around this Einstein program, which, let me, as a point of clarification, it is an intrusion detection, intrusion prevention software that DHS puts on agency networks.
Right. Einstein is the program currently in operation and protecting federal civilian computers. So right now it is not, monitoring any kind of private internet traffic. And our concerns, I said, are fairly focused and limited. Overall, as you mentioned, it does have a fair number of privacy controls, and DHS has been very diligent about doing privacy impact assessments and reviews. Basically, the concern about Einstein is it's justified on the notion that federal employees consent to have their email traffic and their use of their computers monitored for cybersecurity purposes, which, you know, obviously makes sense. But the scope of the consent and what is claimed for that is what concerns us, that we believe there should be some use restrictions, some limits built in that the federal government can't just use that monitoring for all purposes. There's, for example, a troubling story that was just in the Washington Post yesterday about monitoring of what should be protected whistleblower activities by federal employees. So that's really our concern about Einstein.
And it's funny because as soon as you start talking about that, that's the first thing that came to mind was that FDA story that just came out. Without asking you, obviously, to go into much details there, let's step aside from Einstein. Is the bills in Congress, that's what's the biggest concern, that they're not adding some of the privacy concerns or privacy protections around the critical infrastructure protection, specifically telecommunications and the agency communications back and forth?
Yes, but let me clarify. So the bills in Congress are trying to help set up public-private partnerships and to get the federal government a role in protecting private networks. And the goal of protecting private networks, of course, is a very important one, but that's where these issues become more serious, of making sure we have safeguards in place when the federal government is playing a role in reviewing private internet traffic. And so we want to make sure that if under a lot of these bills contemplate information sharing programs where private companies would share cybersecurity information with the federal government. And so we want to make sure that personally identifiable information is sanitized out of that sharing unless that is absolutely necessary for the cybersecurity purpose, and that once the government gets a hold of this information, that its use is limited to what's needed to protect the cyber networks, and we don't have government phishing expeditions or basically a permanent government wiretap on all of our personal communications.
We're speaking with Sharon Bradford Franklin, Senior Counsel at the Constitution Project. Now, a lot of the information sharing between private sector operators and the government involves defense contractors, many of which hold information which might be proprietary to them, but which is very germane to the government, say plans for airplanes, which we know have been taken from private sector networks. So how should that work when the information is in private hands, but yet the government has a strong interest in the content itself?
Well, to be fair, we haven't focused as much on the issues of trade secrets and proprietary information. As you mentioned, that's correct. At present, the pilot program that has operated for the private-public partnerships has focused just on these defense industrial base or DIB companies. So that raises fewer issues in the present situation of, you know, the general American public's email traffic. The proprietary information certainly raises separate issues, but our focus really has been on, if you're looking at, say, internet service providers, you know, like Verizon, for example, turning over contents of its email traffic by people who just use that for email, that's where we've been really focused in making sure that the personally identifiable information is sanitized from that data.
Yeah, I imagine the financial networks, too, would be something where there's lots of data that's private that the government also has an interest in protecting because of the financial sector's importance, but yet not the content.
Right. So the government, under these partnerships, should obviously have access to the data it needs to protect cyber networks. And if, you know, there's an indication that that data is involved, then it would need to be turned over. But we want to make sure that there's not whole-scale turning over of private information that then can be used for other purposes unrelated to cybersecurity.
One of the things about that information sharing is there's a lot of also concern on the industry side about liability issues and what's it mean. Is there, from your perspective, a general understanding on Capitol Hill about these issues, not just liability, not just less about liability and more about privacy issues? Or is there something you guys can do to maybe, if you will, help educate some of the staff members who are working on the bill?
There definitely has been a concern on the Hill to worry about the liability issues for the private companies. And there are, you know, some laws in place. Some of the reason for the legislative proposals is to make sure that existing laws don't prevent this turning over of information. Our focus, however, has really been on the privacy issues for general individuals.
So we're all waiting for the bills to come out, and then you're going to really take a close look.
We certainly will take a close look. We already have the bills on the House side. The Senate is expected to be introducing the composite bills this week and considering them pretty quickly. So we certainly will be following that very closely and working with Hill staff.